Beaumont has a charged racial history. In 1943, race riots broke out, and a new fiction film set against that backdrop is trying to shine light on that history. Amy Bishop from Here Now contributor Houston Public Media reports.
Some scenes of the film The Example are so tense that it seems like everyone in the theater at this showing is holding their breath.
You want me to stay after what happened last night?
I'm trying to take care of you and this family.
The short film is a collaboration between Houston filmmaker Wyatt Cagle and Cleveland, Texas screenwriter Gordon Williams. It's based on a historical event in 1943 where two black men were separately accused of raping two white women. That led to an angry mob of white dock workers, reportedly in the thousands, burning the city's predominantly black neighborhood to the ground on a hot June night. The city was put under martial law. The movie tells the hypothetical story of a black family trying to flee the riots and having what's nearly a tragic encounter with a couple of white policemen on a quiet country road after dark.
I'll still make an example of you, boy.
Cagle says the inspiration for the film came when Williams discovered a blurb in a book about the event, with little information given.
It was amazing that we had never even heard of the story before, so we started researching it.
But some of the facts that followed are a little murky.
There's the quote-unquote white paper in town, the mainstream paper, and then the black paper have a few different numbers, differences about potentially how many people were hurt or killed and stuff like that.
Before Gordon Williams started writing the script, he did as much research as he could. So I headed to Beaumont and met up with him for a tour of where it all took place. We started at the Port of Beaumont and walked up the red brick sidewalks of downtown.
I believe it was Forsyth and a few other streets that some of those shipyard workers went down into the black community and started destroying homes and businesses and such.
So down this street here?
Yes, I believe okay. So.
Two white men and one black man were killed, and hundreds of people were reportedly injured. On Forsyth Street alone, William says more than 100 businesses and homes were burnt. Many of the buildings downtown are historic, dating back to the early 20th century when Beaumont was an oil boom town. William stops and points to an elegant brick building that looks like it used to be a church.
And from what I understand, this building is where the riot actually ended.
That was a day of high segregation.
Judith Lindsley is a curator at the historic McFadden Ward House Museum in Beaumont. She says there are a number of reasons why few people today know about the riots in Beaumont. They took place while World War II was in full gear, and there was hesitation in bringing attention to any kind of disturbance on the home front during wartime.
And probably there was just a lot less concern among the leaders about finding the guilty people and bringing them to justice than there was to just make everything calm down and go on as it had been.
So presumably, Lindsley says, the event was quietly put to rest and swiftly forgotten. She says telling the story is vital to preventing history from repeating itself. Gordon Williams agrees, but says it's still a sensitive topic for those who have been around long enough to remember it.
We've had questions from people, both black and white, that have asked, you know, why are you all doing this story? Why are you bringing this up?
And while Williams and Cagle developed the idea for The Example well over a decade ago, they say the story's focus on race relations resonates in 2016. Again, Wyatt Cagle.
That's kind of makes me take pause of like, well, have we learned our lesson? Have we grown past this? That's hopefully something like this kind of film makes people ask that question.
The Example recently premiered in downtown Beaumont's historic Jefferson Theater, a couple of blocks from where the riots took place over 70 years ago. The filmmakers now plan to take it on the film festival circuit. For Here and Now, I'm Amy Bishop.